The Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Meir Omer, Oichlim kol chamesh, v'sorf mitchilas shesh. So we eat chametz the first 5 hours, and then we burn mitchilas shesh. Some interesting points regarding this very phrase, v'sorfin mitchilas shesh. Because, you know, there's a machlekes later on in Masechta, how is one meant to get rid of his chametz? What method does he use? Rabbi Yehuda says, ein biru chametz el sreifa. Burning is the way you want to dispose of your chametz. Whereas according to Rabbanon, you can use any other method you choose. Dump it into the sea, crumble it up, and throw it up into the wind. Says the Baal Amar, it appears that Rabbi Meir is in line with Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, that the only method to dispose of your chametz is by sreifa, by burning. That's why he says, v'sreifa mitchila sheish. Whereas the Rabbit says, not necessarily. Because even according to the Rabbanon, who allow other methods to be employed, but lichatchila, one is meant to burn his chametz. And perhaps that's what Rameya means, v'sreifa mitchila sheish, because lichatchila, preferably you're meant to burn it. But it's not to say that if you can't burn it, that you can't use any other method. In fact, the Vilna Gaon also points out that we find many times, many Mishnas and Brises throughout the Masechta, throughout Shas, that mention this phrase of Sreifas Chametz. Are you going to say they're all following Shitas Rabbi Yehuda? It's unlikely. Rather, says the Vilna Gaon, it appears that, yeah, lechatchila, we're meant to do Sreif, even according to the Shitas Rabbana, and that's what all those Brises and Mishnas are referring to. And in fact, that's our minhag. Preferably, we burn our chametz, and otherwise, we dispose of it using other methods. Now, Rameya says, v'sorfin mitchila shesh. Now, the question arises, what exactly does this mean? Are we meant to burn mitchila shesh, right at the initiation of that 6 hour, so 11 o'clock, you're meant to go immediately burn your chametz? Or does it simply mean that during that 6 hour, you burn it? The reason why he says, v'sorfin mitchila shesh is simply because there's nothing else to do with the chametz. You can no longer eat it, you can have hanah. So, that's what it means. As soon as the 6th hour arrives, all you have to do, all you can do with it is burn it. But it doesn't mean that you have to actually burn it right away. Or perhaps he means immediately, and the reason why you would have to do it right away is perhaps he confused matters. The chama concerned that he miscalculated. He's an hour off. He thinks it's 11 o'clock, but it's really chatzos already. So that would require immediate burning. That's one side of the coin. Or perhaps, no, you could burn any time within the 6th hour, as long as it's before chatzos, and you don't entangle yourself with the issa d'oraisa of chatzos. So this question is posed by the Mefarshim, and actually we find the Ritva, who says very clearly that you meant to burn it right at the beginning of that 6th hour. He says, b'shor sheish, asur l'echol, you can't eat the chametz, and asur l'kaima, you can't be mekayim the chametz. You can't hold on to the chametz throughout the 6th hour. Apparently, Ritva learns that the chachamim were concerned about confusion, about miscalculation, about being off in timing, and perhaps he thinks it's an hour before chatzos. It's already chatzos. Therefore, they required sreifa immediately when the 6th hour arrives. However, the Mincha Shlomo points to a Rashi back on Daal Amar Al Dvar HaMaskil Nivdik, discussing the exact moment of Bdikas Chametz. When do we do Bdika the night before? Why the night before? Says the Gemara, let him do Bdikas Chametz b'shis at the 6th hour, meaning at 11 o'clock. And Rashi explains, he'll check through his home, and any chametz that he finds, just make sure that you burn it koydem isuroi yivarenu, before the issa arrives, before chatzos arrives, do beer. Says the Mincha Shlomo, it's pretty apparent from Rashi that even with Rabbanon, although you meant to burn it before chatzos, but any time before chatzos is okay. You don't have to dafka burn it at the beginning of that 6th hour, 11 o'clock. Now regarding halacha l'maisa, we find in the Shulchan Aruch an interesting thing that we do bittel at night after the bedika, but we also do bittel by day as well to cover for anything that wasn't included in last night's bittel. However, it says the Shulchan Aruch, one should make sure that the day bittel, the daytime bittel, should take place when? After the Sreifas Chametz. After you get rid of your Chametz. Why? Why can't you do it before Sreifas Chametz? Very simple, because you're not going to be mekayim the mitzvah properly. It's no longer going to be yours. If you're mevatel your Chametz before you do bir Chametz, then the Chametz no longer belongs to you. It's no longer in your possession. You're no longer an owner. and you won't be mekayim mitzvah sreifas chametz. Mitzvah is bir chametz. The chametz is not yours. Therefore, first get rid of your chametz, do bir chametz, and then afterwards do the bittel on any chametz that you may still have. If so, says the Magen Avraham, you should make sure to burn your chametz when? Prior to the arrival of that sixth hour. Because once the sixth hour arrives, the chametz now is asur b'hana, midrabbanan, but it's asur b'hana, it's no longer yours. We learned that earlier, that even if it's only asur b'hana, midrabbanan, it's as though it's not yours, as though it's hefker, you can't even make a kaddish issue with it. Therefore, says the Magen Avraham, make sure to burn it before the sixth hour arrives. Because we want you to do mitzvahs, bir chametz, with your chametz, as the Shulchan Aruch says. Right? Just as he says, you do your bittel after bir chametz, so that at the time of bir, it's yours. Likewise, make sure you do it during the right time, when it's still yours, before the 11th hour. Before the 6th hour, before 11 o'clock. And in fact, that's our minhag. We do our bir chametz before. An hour before chatzos. The calendars, they bring the seif zman, seif chametz, which is an hour before chatzos, to make sure that you do it at that point. Now, at one point, the Gemara discussed a discrepancy between Edom regarding the day of the month. We have one fellow speaking about the event occurring on the second day of the month. His friend speaks about the event occurring on the third day of the month. And the Gemara says, we accept the Edus. Why? We reconcile the discrepancy by attributing the mistake to the Ibra Chodesh. Perhaps one of them was unaware of the fact that last month was a leap month. Ask Tosis Akash. Tosis Diver Masal Zayyada Bibur Shachodesh. How can you do that? How can you go ahead and jive the testimony, the two versions, together by attributing the miscalculation to the Ibur? So he says, although the Gemara Sanhedrin proves from here that Gemara speaks about this Chodesh discrepancy based on the Ibra Chodesh, that most people tend to make that mistake, unaware of the Ibra situation, of the exact day of the month, something which is very, very prevalent. However, says Tosis, why should we just take it at face value? Why shouldn't we investigate further? Why should we go ahead and accept this Edus and say, well, it's reconciled, it coincides, it's a proper Edus, and then go ahead and kill the suspect, and accept the fact as fact, and that Reuben killed Shimon, and kill him. Why should we do that? Why should we delve further, investigate matters further? Meaning, why shouldn't we suspect that perhaps there's a discrepancy here? Why should we attribute it to the Ibra Chodesh and justify the gap between the versions? So Tosfos says, you know why? And actually Rashi also points this out. Because let's just keep in mind, what is the information that they're giving us? So we're going to learn in the next daf that there are seven chakiris, seven things we ask them: which year, which month, what day of the month, and also on what day of the week did the event occur. So since in this case they're both, when it comes to the day of the week, they both coincide, both versions coincide, they both said it was on Wednesday. There was no discrepancy when it came to the day of the week. So that forms the grounds to go ahead and attribute the discrepancy regarding the day of the month to perhaps the unawareness of the Ibra Chodesh. Because when it came to the day of the week, they were both on target. They both spoke about the same Wednesday. So when we go back to the day of the month, where we find the discrepancy, the fact that they coincided on the day of the week, that leads us to believe that, yeah, indeed, let's assume it was the Ibra Chodesh, or the unawareness of the Ibra Chodesh, that played a role in the difference of the day of the month. And therefore, we base the discrepancy on that, and we go ahead and we accept the Edus as the Edus Ne'emana.